Chapter 2. A Tianjin Family. At the time of my birth, big sister was 6.5 years old. My three brothers were 5, 4, and 3. They blamed me for causing mama's death and never forgave me. A year later, father remarried. Our stepmother, whom we called Nyang, was a 17-year-old Eurasian beauty, 14 years his junior. Father always introduced her to his friends as his French wife, though she was actually half French and half Chinese. Besides Chinese, she spoke French and English. She was almost as tall as father, stood very straight and dressed only in French clothes, many of which came from Paris. Her thick, wavy black hair never had a curl out of place. Her large, dark brown eyes were fringed with long, thick lashes. She wore heavy makeup, expensive French perfume, and many diamonds and pearls. It was grandmother, Nai Nai, who told us to call her Nyang, another Chinese term for mother. One year after their wedding, they had a son, fourth brother, followed by a daughter, little sister. There were now 7 of us, 5 children from father's first wife and 2 from our stepmother, Nyang. As well as father and Nyang, we lived with our grandfather, Ye Ye, grandmother, Nai Nai, and Aunt Baba, in a big house in the French concession of Tianjin, a city port on the northeast coast of China. Aunt Baba was the older sister of our father. Because she was meek, shy, unmarried, and had no money of her own, my parents ordered her to take care of me. From an early age, I slept in a cot in her room. This suited me well, because I grew to know her better and better, and we came to share life apart from the rest of our family. Under the circumstances, perhaps it was inevitable that in time we loved each other very deeply. Many years before, China had lost a war known as the Opium War against England and France. As a result, many coastal cities in China, such as Tianjin and Shanghai, came to be occupied by foreign soldiers. The conquerors parceled out the best areas of these treaty ports for themselves, claiming them as their own territories or concessions. Tianjin's French concession was like a little piece of Paris transplanted into the center of this big Chinese city. Our house was built in the French style and looked as if it had been lifted from a tree-shaded avenue near the Eiffel Tower. Surrounded by a charming garden, it had porches, balconies, bow windows, awnings, and a slanting tile roof. Across the street was St. Louis Catholic Boys' School, where the teachers were French missionaries. In December 1941, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the United States became involved in the Second World War. Although Tianjin was occupied by the Japanese, the French concession was still being governed by French officials. French policemen strutted about looking important and barking out orders in their own language, which they expected everyone to understand and obey. At my school, Mother Agnes taught us the alphabet and how to count in French. Many of the streets around our house were named after dead French heroes or Catholic saints. When translated into Chinese, these street names became so complicated that Ye Ye and Nai Nai often had trouble remembering them. Bilingual store signs were common, but the most exclusive shops painted their signs only in French. Nai Nai told us this was the foreigners' way of announcing that no Chinese were allowed there except for maids in charge of white children.